And you're listening to PRI here on KTOO-FM. Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Mike Chenault, the Speaker of the State House, says it's very unlikely an oil tax bill will pass before the legislature's scheduled adjournment in 2 weeks. And that raises the potential for a special session, but that's not a foregone conclusion. Representative Craig Johnson says House members will analyze the bill to see if it accomplishes the goals of generating investment and boosting production. One option includes taking up the measure next year. The Senate Finance Committee is currently working on a bill. Co-chairman Bert Stedman says it would be nice to have a rewrite of Senate Bill 192 before the committee by the week's end. That would leave the House days to consider the proposal if an April 15th adjournment is to be met. Two Juneau men are among the governor's appointees that are subject to a vote of approval of the legislature. Local attorney Vance Sanders has been named to a five-year term on the Alaska Public Offices Commission, and former CBJ assembly member Ben Breakfast, operator, and also a financial services planner Dale Anderson has been named to an eight-year term on the University of Alaska Board of Regents. Lawmakers are expected to debate and vote on the appointments during a joint session that will likely occur in the final few days of the session. Among some of the other appointments subject to confirmation are Board of Fisheries Chairman Carl Johnstone of Anchorage for his second full three-year term, and Board of Game member Teresa Sager-Alba of Tok for her second three-year term. A bill that would allow judges to consider FASD as a mitigating factor in criminal sentencing had a hearing in the Senate Finance Committee today. FASD stands for fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, and it refers to the range of conditions experienced by children whose mothers drank alcohol while pregnant. Many of the disorders can impair brain function, including how the person with FASD uses judgment and processes information. Senate Bill 151 gives judges the option of considering FASD as a mitigating factor if it's clear the defendant's conditions significantly affected their conduct. But Anchorage Republican Kevin Meyer, the bill's sponsor, says it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card for people with FASD.
What we see is a lot of times folks who suffer from this, a lot of times we end up throwing them in our correction system, and then that becomes their way of life. So what we're saying is that, hey, maybe a long jail sentence for some of the crimes isn't the right thing to help these folks.
Meyer says the bill accomplishes what Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Walter Carpinetti and other legal experts have told lawmakers about the need for more flexibility in the state's legal system. The Senate Finance Committee held the bill over for another hearing. The Tlingit Tribes and Clans Conference wrapped up in Sitka over the weekend. More than 250 people from Alaska, Washington State, and Canada were in Alaska's first capital last week for the conference, and they included clan members, elders, leaders, scholars, and members of the public. Sessions covered everything from regalia to interactions between tribes and the federal government. There were also sessions on language, cultural identity in the digital age, traditional food, and more. The conference concluded yesterday. And last year's controversial attempted rezoning of an Atlin Drive property has prompted an ordinance intended to clarify the Planning Commission appeals process. Assembly members will consider a measure specifying that a rezoning denial by the commission is a final decision that may be appealed to the Assembly. City code only lays out the appeals procedure in rezoning approvals, not denials. Among some of the other items on the Assembly agenda tonight are bid awards for renovations of Auk Bay and Marie Drake school buildings. Those are $22 million and $1.7 million projects, respectively. Also up for tonight is first look at an ordinance that would set aside sales tax revenues and a state grant for improvements to Statter Harbor and Auk Bay. You can follow along by listening to the Assembly meeting tonight. Members meet in the Assembly chambers at City Hall starting at 7 o'clock, but you can listen in right here on KTOO. Forecast calls for some cloudy skies and a chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow today, with high temperature about 46 degrees and mostly cloudy skies for tonight. Low temperature about 36 degrees and still a chance of rain for tonight and a possibility of some clouds, maybe even clear conditions by Wednesday night through Thursday night with temperatures between freezing and just a hair under 50 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest local and state news. More coming up at 4:30.